I'm Katie Harrison, and this is the Awaken Your Glow podcast. Together, we are going to create a new way of being radiantly healthy. And in the process, we will have so much fun. Hello, I am so excited to be here with you today. Before I get going, I just want to give a special listener shout out to Frankie. I know you're having the most amazing walk, just living your best life. Thank you for being a listener. The podcast today is stemming from my last podcast, in which my inner being was describing this concept of intuitive humaning. And one of the questions they had brought forth was, are you taking care of your thoughts and emotions? And I thought in this podcast, I would just share what that looks like in practical terms in my life, because I had a couple of great examples, or I should say opportunities, over the past few days. So the first little scenario I will share has to do with taking care of emotions. Yesterday morning, my husband said, I was invited to my friend's remote cabin for a snow machine ice fishing trip today, and I'm feeling inspired to go do that and spend the night and ice fish with him. And when he said that, I realized that I'd kind of envisioned this whole day with Tom and I looking a little differently. I'd planned that we'd have some fun outdoor time, and then we'd have a sauna, and we put on our cozy pajamas, and then come inside and have wine and a huge cheese platter. And as he was telling me this, I felt sadness because I realized, well, this whole day, this imaginary day that I'd planned, wasn't going to happen. And I listened to him and I realized that he really was excited about this opportunity. I could still kind of feel a story and a sadness like, oh, he's choosing his friends over me, right? I felt that. So he got ready for his ice fishing trip. And I knew that my job was to feel the sadness that I felt in that moment. So just to be really descriptive about how I do this in case it helps anybody else, since we really weren't taught how to feel our feelings, I sat down on the couch, I closed my eyes, I really focused on my breath, taking three deep breaths, and then I could like just kind of investigate what the feeling was. And it felt like sadness. And then I direct my attention to where can I feel it in my body? And I'm not paying attention to any stories about why I'm sad at this point. I know there's a feeling here to be felt. So when I tuned in to my body, I could feel the sadness actually in the back of my throat. And when I investigated it more, it felt kind of like a hard marble in the back of my throat. And this might sound crazy, but this is so valuable to find your feelings and feel them. So without trying to change anything, I just focused my breath and focused my intention on that feeling. And I listened to my body. Is there anything my body wants to do? I felt the marble. I focused, put my intention on it, just like Eckhart Tolle describes. My consciousness was focused on this emotion. And I was breathing and my body was kind of giving me the advice of really big inhales and really loud, noisy exhales. And I did that for a couple minutes. And then I noticed that feeling that sadness was perfectly okay. And then it dissipated. Bringing my presence to the emotion allowed me to feel it instead of stuffing it aside or trying to soothe it or numb it. I could feel it. And because it's an energy, it could work its way through. And once I felt the feeling, I realized there really weren't any stories left. And then I got excited because I thought, oh, wow, now anything is possible today, not just this plan I had of what the day was going to look like. Now I can really just do anything in the moment as inspiration comes to me. So Tom left for his fishing trip and I had the most marvelous day. I went on a really long hike in the woods with a friend, and then I watched the Great British Baking Show and made cookies. And then when it was time for dinner, I realized I wasn't really even craving wine and cheese. Instead, I had the most glorious salad. And before you say, oh, what? You had a salad? Let me tell you, I'm going to explain this because it was a really good salad. It was spinach and roasted vegetables and salmon and kimchi. And then on top of that, I put kale chips and pumpkin seeds, roasted pumpkin seeds. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so good that I, in fact, just had it for lunch a few minutes before. So I got to watch whatever I wanted to on Netflix, might have been a little Queer Eye, and I enjoyed myself so much. And I will tell you what, if I would not have sat with that sadness, let it pass through, I might not have released the story that I don't get what I want because Tom is choosing to do something different. I might have instead either ignored the sadness or collected evidence to build that sadness, to feel sorry for myself, right? And then that would have ruined my entire day. So this is the power of taking responsibility for your emotions, feeling them when they show up, letting that energy pass through. Emotions are just energy that can pass through. And that's the magic. So taking care of thoughts. Now, here's my example from something that happened a few days ago. I was looking at Instagram, which I haven't visited in quite some time, and I noticed all these pictures of Oprah looking totally fabulous. And yes, very thin. So my curiosity was piqued and I saw on her account that she had just turned 70 and had also announced that she was using a weight loss drug. And there were a few clips of her on Jimmy Kimmel talking about her decision. And as I was looking at this, I noticed that I had a few judgy thoughts flying around in my head. Now, my mind is a little embarrassed to admit and share these judgments, but I'm going to be real with you. And I know that my thoughts are not my truth. They're not real. So I don't judge my thoughts just because they show up. I've got years of conditioning and stories, and sometimes those thoughts show up, but I've practiced that I don't have to believe them. I don't believe them unless I want to. So the judgy thoughts came up, and I noticed that one of the thoughts was, oh, she's giving up. What if this makes people think that you can't have radiant health without drugs? And not everybody can have those drugs. So that was one of the thoughts. Also, I had an old story of my own popped up, which is that being healthy is hard and it's not fair for someone to take the quote easy way. So that was sort of a jealous thought that was coming up. And then I had the thought, or the thought popped in, wait, now the media is saying that we're supposed to look like this when we're 70, and I don't look like that and I'm less than 50, right? So then there was sort of a shame thought there. But I was noticing the thoughts without real emotions attached. And I thought it would be interesting to take these thoughts and discuss them with my inner being. With my inner being journaling. It was such a fun and enlightening investigation that I want to share what I received with you. Now, I'm going to put the whole conversation that I wrote in my inner being journal on my blog, on my website, awakenyourglow.com. It will be there if you want to read the whole thing, but I'm just going to have some of the highlights on this podcast. Also, I think I'm going to start up my newsletter again. So if you want to have a little blog post or inspirations for my inner being delivered to your email, you can sign up on my website. I'm going to put a little newsletter block in there for you to do so. That would be super fun. My inner being has been telling me to write more. So this is one way I can write more. Okay, so I was writing with my inner being about some of the judgments I'd had, and my inner being said, "Oh, dear one, we present the clarity that when you judge another, it is you judging yourself." And I'm going to pause there for a second. I have been realizing that every time a should comes up for someone else, I can turn that around and see where I can apply it to me. It's like that old phrase, you point a finger, there's three pointing back to you. So it's my inner being is emphasizing every time you judge another, it's you judging yourself. So me having a judging thought about Oprah using weight loss drugs, well, I'm judging myself. I'm not enough. It's coming back to that old story. And then my inner being said, "Do you honor and trust what is right for you? Do you value that opportunity to honor and trust? Then you can feel the truth of valuing it for all beings." The mind had a fear that another being honoring truth would take something from you. And it was all imaginary. And then my inner being asked me, "What do you love most about your radiant health unfolding?" And I wrote, "Freedom. I don't even have to think about that. I love being free in my journey with radiant health." And my inner being said, "And perhaps that is what Oprah is uncovering as well in her unique unfolding. And more freedom in the world equals more freedom in the world." We chat a little bit more. And then my inner being said, "Did you see how Oprah said in the interview with Jimmy Kimmel, how the drug slows the obsessive thoughts about food? Do you know any other ways to do that?" And then, boom, I have this aha. Oh, yes, I do. And it's free. And it doesn't have side effects other than joy, love, and peace. And the clarity for me is knowing that I am not my thoughts. I'm the observer of my thoughts. I don't have to believe the thoughts unless I want to. My thoughts are not me. I am joy, love, peace. I make decisions in joy, love, peace. That is how I slowed my thoughts about food and dieting and exercise. My inner being then said, "How amazing that she is bringing clarity to the disease of the obsessive mind. And there are so many expansion avenues to explore in an honest way. We adore the conversation this brings to the planet, the ahas and the portals of potential that are opening. What a delicious exploration." And then just in this journaling with my inner being, I had shifted enough that the next thing I wrote was, "Oh, I'm so happy for Oprah. She is so brave and beautiful and inspirational. And I can feel that right now in my truth. She is finding freedom for herself in an avenue that is perfect for her. But that doesn't mean there is just one way to find that freedom. There are so many ways. And her bringing clarity to the world that it's the obsessive thinking that is the root of maybe non-radiant health. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting, because there are ways that are free and side effect free to know your truth, to slow the thoughts." I just got so excited with that inspiration from my inner being. And then the next day on a coaching call, I had opened up an Eckhart Tolle book just randomly to share with my women. I like to do that sometimes before we start the call. And here is the page that I opened to. or the quote on the page I opened to. Spiritual awakening is awakening from the dream of thought. So how amazing, we awaken from the dream of thought. I can see my thoughts. I can see judgments when they come in. I don't have to believe the thoughts. I don't have to believe the judgments. They're just thoughts. It's the dream of thought. And my truth is unconditional love. My truth is freedom. And I am so excited that there are other beings on the planet owning that truth, knowing that truth, whatever the avenue is for that discovery. I just have the biggest smile on my face right now. I just feel so, so full of joy for the beauty of this planet and all the beings and the perfection of everything. And you, my beautiful listener, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for sharing this space. I'm sending so much love. I so loved sharing this joyful space with you. I can't wait to do it again. In the meantime, please email me your questions, Katie@awakenyourglow.com. Sending so much love.